New York City has long been known as a place of grit and grime, but Mayor Michael Bloomberg says he wants the Big Apple to be known instead for its green values and its increasing reliance on clean forms of energy, such as solar power. At a press conference last week, Bloomberg announced the installation of solar panels on 10 city buildings as part of a pilot program.
And there are solar panels on schools, firehouses, police precincts, and other buildings. In clean tech, New York City government, I think, is leading by example. And we're also being joined by a growing number of private sector companies.
One of those companies is River to River Realty, which owns several luxury Manhattan properties. Company President Dan Neidich took advantage of generous state and federal tax incentives and rebates to install rooftop solar panels on his 47-story luxury condominium complex in Midtown Manhattan.
We're one of the tallest buildings in the United States with solar on their rooftop. I believe it was over 50% of the project was rebated back to us. Our electric bill, we've already seen, has decreased 20% from when we installed the units last year. We love that, and we also like the fact that this is good for the environment. It's saving the planet and saving us money.
Neidich says the building's solar panels have also drawn affluent customers who want to live green.
Some people are very adamant about living in a building such as ours. There's very few out there right now, but I think over time, as the technology gets better, the trend will be more in that direction. And I think every building in Manhattan should put solar panels on their roof.
Not all solar installations need to go on the roof. Carlos Berger of Voltaic Solaire, a small alternative energy company in the New York borough of Brooklyn, recently outfitted the facades of a building with so-called thin-film solar cells. They are made with a silicone-based material that can be made completely transparent.
The light goes through, but also produces electricity.
The trend towards solar is accelerating, says Jack Hittery. He is a co-founder of Samba Energy, a New York-based provider of software and clean energy services. Hittery says the data show that solar power installations in the United States have increased tenfold since 2009, and that the price keeps dropping as more efficient technology and installation techniques are developed. He notes that the solar cells his brother installed on his own home collect more energy than the family can use.
The electric meter of that house in Brooklyn runs backwards because they're getting a credit for the extra electricity they're producing, which they sell back to the utility. And thus, that house in Brooklyn has a $0 utility bill for the year. I'm very happy about this. This is something where people can save money, businesses can save money, and they're doing the right thing in terms of lowering their pollution.
Indeed, emissions from nearby coal-fired electric power plants pose a significant health hazard. New Yorkers have far higher rates of asthma and other respiratory illnesses than the national average. Hittery believes that the city's move towards solar power can help.
By installing lots of solar, we can start to reduce the amount of coal that we burn, and thus we can have a healthier population.
And, says Hittery, there is no shortage of sunlight.
Ultimately, there's more sun, there's more solar power that hits the land part of the earth, the place where we live, in an hour than we as humans, than 7 billion people use in a year. So the sun is ultimately going to be the source of energy for this planet. That is how we're going to power ourselves in the future. So we might as well just accept that now and move to the future right now.
Adam Phillips, VOA News, New York.